The U.S. Chamber of Commerce is the most influential business lobby in the country. For a long time, it's been viewed as an ally of the Republican Party. But this year, the chamber is endorsing a lot of Democrats, the most, in fact, in at least 10 years. Here's NPR congressional correspondent Susan Davis.
When House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy found out about the chamber's recent endorsements of 23 freshman House Democrats running in some of the most competitive House races, he didn't take it well. Here he is speaking to Fox News.
It is hypocrisy that the U.S. Chamber of Commerce would endorse these Democrats that are part of this socialist agenda that is driving this country out and is fighting this president. Remember, these are the people who voted for impeachment.
The chamber is technically a nonpartisan organization, but its pro-business agenda has historically aligned it more closely with Republicans. And it still is. This year, the chamber is endorsing more than six times as many Republicans than Democrats for re-election. But most of the Republicans who got the endorsement are running in safe seats, while most of the Democrats who got the endorsement are in swing seats. One of them is Iowa's Cindy Axne, herself a small business owner, who says the chamber's endorsement carries weight with voters in a district like hers.
Having an endorsement from the chamber showing that I'm in support of issues that keep them alive and strong, I think it does make a difference to them.
Neil Bradley is the executive vice president at the chamber. He's also a former top House Republican leadership aide. He told NPR their endorsements are based on members' voting records on specific pieces of legislation, like the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Free Trade Agreement. Any lawmaker who votes with the chamber at least 70% of the time gets their support. This year, more Democrats in at least a decade did just that.
A couple things are driving this high number: the large number of Democratic freshmen, their willingness and desire to work with us, and them representing their districts in supporting numerous business community priorities.
It's angered Republican leaders and some local chambers of commerce in states like Oklahoma and Kansas. But Bradley says the business community response has been positive.
There's been overwhelming support for recognizing that we need to be able to work with both Republicans and Democrats, and that we ought to be willing to stand with those who stood with us on our priorities.
Politically, it provides these vulnerable Democrats with a counterpunch to the argument Republicans are making against them, that they want to take the country in a more socialist direction. Here's New Jersey Democratic freshman Andy Kim.
I hate that everything in this election season is trying to be just binary, as if only one party can be strong on the economy.
While the chamber has leaned more heavily on the Republican Party to advance its goals, Bradley says there is potential to work with Democrats on certain issues.
There are increasingly issues in which a growing number of Republicans disagree with the business community, whether that's trade or immigration, for example.
The shifting political alliance is a difficult reality for Republicans like McCarthy.
Well, I'll tell you this, I don't want the U.S. Chamber's endorsement because they have sold out.
McCarthy is heavily favored to win re-election. The chamber has endorsed him. Susan Davis, NPR News, Washington.